Bashir, Dr. Lyons, and all the Alltech staff, visitors from more than 60 countries around the globe and all across America, and my fellow Kentuckians, on behalf of the 300,000 citizens of Lexington, it is my great honor to say welcome. Bienvenue, willkommen, bienvenidos. But regardless of the language, please know we are thrilled to have you here. The city of Lexington is honored and proud to have been selected as the host of the Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games. Lexington is the proud home of this beautiful horse park, the University of Kentucky, and some of the most magnificent horse farms in the world, and we invite you to visit our internationally famous countryside. In addition, we invite you to visit downtown, where we are holding Spotlight Lexington, a festival of free concerts which we are planning in your honor. Many people have worked very hard to make sure that you enjoy yourselves while you are here, and I want to thank the governor, FEI, the World Equestrian Games Board of Directors, Alltech, and all of the volunteers and staff. The citizens of Lexington have been looking forward to and preparing for this day for many years. We are glad you are here, and we can't wait for the next 15 days of world-class competition. Good luck to all the competitors.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable Stephen L. Bashir, Governor of Kentucky. On behalf of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, welcome to the great Bluegrass State, and welcome to the 2010 Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games. Thank you goes out to FEI, and especially its president, Her Royal Highness, Princess Haya, for her leadership and support as we prepared for this day. Another thank you goes out to Lexington Mayor Jim Newberry for opening the doors of Lexington to the international equine community. Thank you also to former Governor Ernie Fletcher and his administration who worked so hard to bring these games to Kentucky. Thank you, Governor Fletcher. What an incredible journey this has been. The view that I have from this stage makes all the hard work worthwhile. In this arena, there are thousands of people who come from different states, different nations, different continents. You practice different customs and celebrate your own unique cultures. But all of us here tonight gather for one cause, our shared admiration for the power, the grace, and the beauty of the horse. Here in Kentucky, we maintain a rich tradition and special connection with these magnificent animals. Whether it's a workhorse laboring in the fields, a show horse exhibiting its eloquence, or a thoroughbred wearing the roses of the Kentucky Derby, we truly put the horse on a pedestal. My friends, that is why Kentucky confidently boasts the title of the horse capital of the world. And that title is a great source of pride for every Kentuckian. It's an honor to be able to share that passion with our friends from around the world over these next 16 days. And it is a tremendous privilege, one that we do not take lightly, to be selected as the first site in the United States to host the World Equestrian Games. Since the closing ceremonies in Aachen, the Commonwealth has worked tirelessly toward preparing for this global competition. The Kentucky Horse Park, under the leadership of John Nicholson, has been transformed into a premier facility that can accommodate the myriad needs of spectators and athletes, human and equine alike. And many leaders, local leaders from across our state, have worked with their respective communities to highlight the diverse opportunities in our great and beautiful state for our guests to enjoy. It was in this spirit of Kentucky unity and pride that First Lady Jane Beshear recently hosted the Welcoming Waters of Kentucky ceremony. Our state was pleased to receive a precious gift from the city of Aachen, a vessel of water representing their tradition as the City of Water. Last month, a rider from each of Kentucky's 9 regions transported a vessel of water to the Kentucky Horse Park, where it was combined with the water from Aachen, giving each region of our state a physical representation throughout these games. That vessel is on stage now, and what a remarkable reminder it is of the spirit of these games. To the World Equestrian Games Foundation, thank you for your dedication and diligence. To Dr. Pierce Lyons and Alltech, our title sponsor, thank you for your leadership. And finally, and I would like for you to join me, to the more than 10,000 volunteers and staff, thank you for your enthusiasm, your hard work, and your commitment to a wonderful event. And to each and every one of you, enjoy these games and the unbridled spirit that is Kentucky. Thank you.